G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scooper Hoop-Ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. LyleSwithenBank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels as a show. Go and give us a follow if you feel like it. And if you're listening on an Apple device, go and give us a little review and a rate and the like, because we love all that as well. We appreciate all of the support going on over at Hoopball, and especially on this show. Loving the real uptick in listeners, and it's been really, really fantastic to see the show continue to grow, especially in the off season. And my bad for not getting enough episodes out to keep you guys up and about and engaged. Been a very busy week, but no excuse. I've got to look after you guys first and foremost. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, I left you off last time after game one of Summer League, which now feels like forever ago. A little bit has happened since then in terms of another three games of Summer League. The Pels did very well. In fact, didn't make it to the grand final if you've been playing along at home. We lost. Well, we didn't lose. We won all of our games. Unfortunately, we couldn't beat the Warriors by more than 11 in Game 3. I think it was Game 3 or Game 4. We'll recap those shortly. And that sort of cooked us to get into the Grand Final. But otherwise, very, very impressive showing from the guys. We're going to recap the remainder of those games. And then we're going to have a chat about the schedule. So that came out yesterday, I think. So we're going to have a look through, well, the good times, the bad times, the tough times, and we're going to have a look and see what's going to happen. We're going to talk about the national games. We're going to talk about, a bit of everything, and have a look and see what our predictions, I suppose, are for the season going ahead. So we might as well get into it. Of course, I'll thank the sponsors first up, actually. We usually do MyBookie first, but we'll do Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Go and use the code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. That'll give you 20% off and free shipping. There's plenty going on over there, so go and have a look and support our friends at Manscaped and MyBookie.ag for all of your gambling needs. You want to have a punt, go and do it over there. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. It'll give you 100% deposit bonus. And of course, gamble responsibly. No point chasing your losses. If you have a bad day, well, you know, happens to the best of us. We've all lost on punts. But, you know, it's how we respond to it. Bit of life lessons with Lyle, so to speak, with your for your morning, I guess. What day is it today? It'll be your Monday morning. You're welcome. Good way to start the week. Listening to the Pelican Scoop, even if I do say so myself. All right, so anyway, enough of my drivel. We played game one. We had a big win, which was delish. We then followed on with a subsequent win, which is, you know, insert DJ Khaled, all I do is win here, because I was getting a real taste for it. I was loving it. So, first off the bat, we kicked off Summer League. We took on the Chicago Bulls. We defeated them 77-94. Big win. We talked about that game. We had a day off, and then we were back on. And we took on the Oklahoma City Thunder. There was no Josh Giddey for that team. We defeated them 80-65. Notable performances. We had Najee Marshall had 18-11. He played really, really well across the whole Summer League, and really excited to see what he can do in his second year, particularly given the amount of rebounds he was grabbing as well. Really good, 6-12 shooting. Like I said, 18-11, 4 assists. You love that. KLJ, Kyra, he had 12, 5, and 5. He looked really comfortable there with the 2 steals as well, 5 of 10 shooting. And we went right through. Trey Murphy had 10 and 6, but he absolutely locked up the other team. Really, really impressive on the defensive end. Really good. Herb Jones was good with 7, and Mr. Hill and Mr. Wright were also pretty solid. Jose Alvarado looked really good as well as the backup point guard. Also signing a two-way deal with the Pels, so he'll be playing with the squadron as well as with the Pelicans. Look forward to seeing that along with Mr. Holmes. I feel bad. They've pronounced it different ways in the broadcast. I don't actually know how to say it, but he also signed the other two-way deal. He only had 11 minutes, didn't really do much. He was 0-3 on the night, but otherwise he was pretty solid. Spoilers alert for the rest of the tournament. He was okay. He had a few spot minutes here and there, which you love to see. So, two on the trot. I was getting ahead of myself. Honestly, with the winning streak, I just was like, well, I love it. I hope we never lose again. And now there I go, probably jinxing it. So we followed that game up with taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. They obviously have Evan Mobley, the big unit, number three draft pick, taking on our ragtag bunch of carry-ons. 87-74, we gave them an absolute spanking. If we have a look at the quarter by quarter, 16-17 in the first quarter, they were leading. 21 in the second quarter to their 16. 27-18 in the third quarter, and we put everyone on ice in the last quarter, finished 23-23, and got the win. So again, not very good from 3-point line. We had 9 of 30. They only shot 7 of 30 though, so you know, you're happy with that. The assists, we had 19, rebounds 42. We lost that battle, unfortunately, but that's all right. Turnovers, we caused them to have 17 turnovers, and we only had 11. Points off turnovers, my favourite stat, and I always get a little highlighter out for this one, 23 points off turnovers to their 9. Well, well done, guys. That means you got back and hustled off your turnovers, or you turned them over in positions where you could set up your defence. No live ball turnovers, which you love to see, and we exploited them. Kyra was definitely our best with 22 points. He was really, really good. Najee Marshall with 16 and 11. Another lot of double-digit rebounds, another double-double, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block, 6 of 15. It wasn't his best shooting night, but he hit a couple of threes, and yeah, he just looked solid. Trey Murphy had he had 3 sevens, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Again, fantastic effort on the defensive end. There was times where he went at Evan Mobley and held him to 8 and 11, 4 of 11 shooting, which you just love to see. Really, really good effort from him, and he looks like he can absolutely dig in on both sides of the ball. You know, he's going to have to get stronger, and he's going to get, once they get him in the NBA type gym, you know, he's just going to get bigger, and they'll train him and get the right food into him, and you know, he'll go from strength to strength. 21 years old, he's only just starting out, so looking forward to seeing what Trey can do. Herb, 8-5, 1 assist, 3 steals and a block. His new nickname, Trey Murphy gave it to him, is Straight Jacket Jones. Herb Straight Jacket Jones, you love it. He puts the clamps on people, and you love to see it. He is just so strong. Defensive awareness is just fantastic. You can see that with the 3 steals and a block. He's going to be great for some spot minutes this year. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he hangs with the main team for the most of the season, because he looks like he can hang with the best of them. And I'm excited to see what he can do. I really am. Other notable games, who else did? DeLeo, he's a bit of a sniper, that kid. He looks all right, playing over in Europe, apparently. He had 11 points. He only hit 1 of 3 threes, but, you know, he looked good. He is known for his shooting. Alvarado had 8 points, which is good. He really did bring the intensity, and I love when someone brings the ball up and this bloke's hassling him full court. It's like the middle of the second quarter, and the bloke's just picking him up full court. Put the pressure on the ball, and he causes turnovers. He disrupts, and you can see why he got so many steals, because he is just a little pest, and you love to have him on your team. A guy like that that just loves to scrap. Really, really impressive, and really happy that the guy gets a go. The man out of Georgia Tech, leading the conference in steals 2 years in a row, which you love to see. Last guy to do that was Chris Paul, apparently, so not bad company at all. But the Pelicans train, the hashtag Summer Pels, roll on. Next game, 80-79, a blockbuster. against the Wizards. Not the Wizards, the Warriors, pardon me. So we had to win by 11 to get into the grand final game. We beat them by one in overtime. Like I said, 80 to 79. This was an awesome game. Honestly, I was on the edge of my seat because there was so many times where I was having this like flashbacks of these games that we just gave up on in the regular season last year. And you're down by six, or you're in those close games, and we let so many of those close games just disappear. And instead, we held on. We prevailed. Kuminga looks like a real good player. I mean, starting over at their box score, he had 17. McLaughlin had 13, and Jessup had 16. Seen a fair bit of Justinian Jessup out in the NBL. He was playing for the Illawarra Hawks. He looks much more comfortable playing in an NBA-sized court than he does with the NBL. Obviously, we play FIBA rules, so the three-point line's a little bit shorter. It means that a whole heap of guys get defended a little bit easier. You would have seen that with your Americans in the Olympics. The threes don't land as easy because the distance is different. You guys play it a little bit different in the NBA. So he definitely found his range. He had 16, as I said, and a couple of threes. And he was just solid. And, you know, I honestly thought he was no good out in Illawarra, which is rude for the young bloke because he's just trying his best. But, I thought he's just going to get torched in the NBA. But his shooting stroke is starting to translate, which I like to see. You like to see guys succeed. I don't ever want to pull anyone down. Let people have a crack, eh? Follow your dreams. How's that for your Motivation Monday? So, over an hour, boys, we had Kyra, had 4 points. Trey Murphy had 22. He was solid and the game winner. Big tip. Bizarre finish to the game. We went up, laid it in, and it was goaltend. Off Najee, I think it was. Yeah, Najee. And then Trey Murphy followed it and got fouled. He didn't get fouled. The whistle blew as he was going in the upwards motion. They decided it wasn't a goaltend, but what would happen is that the basket would count. So there's a rule that if the whistle blows but you're in the shooting motion, the ball goes in, the basket counts, and then you just work out whatever else happened. So they called it a goaltend. It reviewed it. Wasn't. Trey was already up in the shooting motion, so he got that basket to count, and we ended up winning by one, which is just fantastic in overtime. We love that. Najee Marshall, another double-double, 14 and 12, and he was solid. 5 of 17 shooting, 29%, which you hate to see, but he was aggressive. Look, Najee was doing whatever the hell he wanted, and I don't mind it one bit. He looked all right. So, good on you, Najee. Love what you do. Any notable stats? Run over to that. Run over to the big board. Quarter by quarter, it was all very, very close. We ended up pulling it out in overtime, obviously. 26% from three for us to their 32%. 7 of 26 versus 12 of 37. Assists were even with 19. Rebounding was pretty close. Steals were the same. Blocks, we had a few more, 9 to 6. Points off turnovers. Well, turnovers, they had 19, we had 16. My favourite stat again. They had 10 points off our 16 turnovers. We had 31 off their 19. Do you know how happy that makes me? So freaking happy. Well done, guys. Exploit the turnovers. If we can carry that into the regular season, I'm going to be so happy. You're just going to hear these happy podcasts. We might lose by 30, but if we want points off turnovers, well, gosh. I'll be up and about, but let's hope none of that happens. We just get a whole heap of points off turnovers and slaughter teams. That'd just be fantastic. One can dream, so to speak. So unfortunately, yeah, we had to win that by 11 to win out the Summer League. We'll go and compete for the championship. Instead, the Kings and the Celtics got to play, and the Kings gave the Celtics a paddling, 100-67 in the championship game. We got to take on the Timberwolves and gave everyone else who hadn't had much of a run a fair go. And we spanked the Timberwolves, 87-59. They had a few guys out as well. Najee played. He had 5 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 2 steals. Jesus should have left him on and let him get his 10 points. He had 5 shots for the whole game. Summer League triple-double would have been wicked, though. I would have liked that. Kyra had 5 points and 7 assists in 19 minutes. Possession X, 10 and 4. Herb started in place of Trey Murphy. He didn't play. They were saying, we'll put him on ice. Holmes got his breakout. He had 17 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 7 of 13 shooting, 3 of 4 from 3. And that's what you like to see in 23 minutes. Good on you, mate. Mr. Hill had 12 and 9. DeLeo, 13 points. And they run out some plays for him, which you love to see. Wright had 13 and 6. Alvarado, 3-2, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. Guy was everywhere. And, you know, Diddy, in 11 minutes, had 2 and 2. He was average. But everyone else had a real good crack, and you love to see it. So, well done. Summer Pels. What a way to cap off some basketball before we fire up into the regular season. And that took us through to, what, the 18th, 17th? Yeah, 17th of August. It took us to last week. So I've left you too long. I really have. I have been neglecting you all, and I apologize. I'll be better. And speaking of which, I think coming forward as we head into the season, we'll get them more regularly. I think we're going to really focus on getting probably a consistent daily rotation, and happy for people to suggest what days they want them to come out. I was thinking something like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday or something like that. That'll work pretty well for me. But yeah, if that suits, we can sort that out. If you want to send me a tweet or whatever and any suggestions as to what you want to do to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, I'm always open for feedback, and I'm happy to rattle on this. Don't worry about that. You know me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, more importantly, enough of my carry-on, we had a very big drop, I suppose, was the schedule. So that came out. Really happy with the outcome of that. I honestly think the schedule looks pretty good. I don't think we should be too upset about it at all. I think it's pretty fair. There's no mega road trips, which, you know, that's what I like. I think the worst thing that could have happened to us is have these massive 2-week road trips that we were having day in, day out. Like last year, we just got them flat out, and I just thought that was no good. I really wasn't happy with the state of it. Side note, Josh Hart also re-signed, but I'll talk about that after this, actually. So, the schedule was, we'll open the regular season against Philadelphia 76ers at the Smoothie King Center. That'll be on Wednesday, October 20. We'll then head on the road. We'll go for 3 games. We'll play the Chicago Bulls on October 22, which will be the Lonzo revenge game, and also the Satoransky and Garrett Temple revenge game, so it goes both ways. Minnesota Timberwolves, we then play them a couple of times, October 23 and 25. So, we got 15 national games, which is 6 on ESPN. We got Atlanta on the October 27, at Golden State on November 5, versus Milwaukee December 17, at Denver February 4, at the Lakers February 27, and at Denver, March the 6th. So we're getting a good spread. We then get ESPN Radio. They'll broadcast one matchup at New York on the 20th of January on my birthday. Remember that and send me presents. you don't have to do that. It's a lot of postage to Australia. 15 of the Pelicans. 41 games at Smoothie King Center will be played on a Friday. There'll be 7 of them. Saturday we'll get 5 and Sunday we'll get 3. That's all very interesting. The full schedule. So it was a little recap that Pelicans.com put up, so you can go and have a look at that if you'd like to. Like I said, there isn't these massive long road trips that we had last year. And I think last year when we had those, you know, we had the condensed season, we had this
coach, it was fairly abrasive. We had players that weren't getting along with one another. You had guys that thought they were better than they are, or just didn't care about it at all. And you also had the international worldwide pandemic. COVID-19, if you hadn't heard of it, that's this thing that's going around making everyone crook. And everyone's got it everywhere except in Perth, which, touch wood, I am pretty happy about. Now, I think we underestimate how much that affected. I mean, I think it affected everyone, you know, whether you were working from home or you were, your life was turned upside down. You know, for us, we managed, having quite a low population in Perth, you know, and pretty spread out, we were pretty lucky, you know, honestly, and had a government that wanted to knock it on the head pretty quickly, and we've managed to slow it right down and haven't any cases for a while. But, you know, other places haven't been so lucky, especially the US. I can see what's going on over there, and, you know, these guys, the restrictions that were put on these players in this unknown, you know, these guys are all just 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and teenagers running around away from home trying to just do their best and, you know, in the bright lights of playing in the NBA. And I think we forget the human side of things, and that makes it difficult. So I'm really glad that these long two-week road trips and stuff, just they're just not a thing this year. I think the league's going to be more aware, I suppose, of the mental health issues and stuff like that that go along with long road trips and the COVID-19 pandemic and the like, but we'll see what happens. So let's just run through the whole thing, eh? We've got time. Why not? So, like I said, October 20, Smoothie King Center, 76ers. Then we go on the road trip and we play three away games, and that is Chicago and then the two Minnesota Timberwolves games. And then we got a three-game homestand, and that's a few there. And then we've got four away games in a row, and then three home, and then two away, and then home, and then away. And that's like one of those back-to-backs, but one home, one away, and that's Clippers and Indy. Then we play Minnesota Timberwolves and Wizards at home, the Jazz a couple of times away, and then the Clippers, a bit of a West Coast road trip. And then we're home for one against Dallas, play Dallas away, and then Houston away. Couple at home, Denver and the Detroit Pistons, Spurs and Thunder away. That's not a bad little run. We take on the Milwaukee Bucks at home. That'll be one to circle in. That'll be good. That's a national game, actually. We'll like that one. Yeah, that's on the 17th of December, so coming up to Christmas. Then away against the Sixers. Portland will take on at home, 21st. Couple of away, Magic, and then you got to... We don't get Christmas this year. I don't know if you saw the announcement of that, but we don't get Boxing Day. So we take on the Thunder that. Hopefully we can give them a touch up. That'll be nice. Little Christmas present for everyone. Home game against the Cavs, and then the away game, January 1st, New Year's Day in Milwaukee. Three home games to start off the new year, and then an away game up in Toronto. Couple of home games again, and then we go and have three away. We're away on my birthday, unbelievable, but we are playing another national game, like we talked about, taking on the Knicks. Hopefully we can touch them up, that'd be really good. Three-game homestand, and then a four-game away, and then we get our big long homestand. One, two, three, four, five, six games in a row. Wouldn't read about it, at home. And then it's just so much Antonio Daniels and Joel Myers, which just love. And then we got a couple of home. We got a couple of away games, then a couple of home, two more away, and then we get our four-game homestand, three away, three at home. It's probably our longest road trip. Four games away, one, and then we play. Yeah, then we play Portland, Memphis, and the Warriors to finish off the season. Home against Portland and the Warriors, and away against Memphis, and that will round us out into April. Wowza, we flew through that. So, what do we like? Well, number one, we love the big homestand in the middle of, I think it's February, is it? Yeah, that's really good for us in terms of banking wins. You know, it's not going to be easy. There's Houston in there. We should be able to beat. The Heat will be tough. Spurs, you just never know what they're like. Raptors are in a weird sort of rebuild. The Grizz, we always have a good battle against them, and Dallas as well. So there's a few good games in there that hopefully we could we can knock on the head. We do finish off the season playing against, you know, rivals in the Western Conference, which are all going to be around the same sort of area as us. You know, I suppose even a little bit higher. You know, it's tough, the last sort of 10 games or so. So you really want to knock them on the head early, any games that are a bit tough. You know, it starts with the Chicago Bulls, and then after that it's Spurs, Lakers, Portland, Lakers again, Clippers, Kings, Portland, Memphis, and Warriors. So these are teams that are going to be scrappy. They're all going to be looking for playoff position, you'd think. You know, and the Kings are always floating around where we are, same as the Grizz. We're all sort of on that same trajectory. You never know where Portland's going to end up, and the experiment with the Lakers, you assume it's going to be good, but that'll all come down to health and everything as well. They may also just start putting guys on ice by that time, depending on where they are in the conference. So we'll have a look at that with bated breath, but I'm not going to rush the season because, you know, I've been missing it. Missing my Pels. It's only been a week since summer Pels finished up, and I'm missing them. So, to start the season, I suppose if we go right back, we'll have a look to see if we can win them. 76ers. Yeah, I reckon we can give it a bash. Chicago Bulls, I reckon we could beat. The Wolves, we should beat twice. They were like a little troublesome team last year, but hopefully with the additions of a few of the guys, we can match them, and it'd be good to beat a couple of them. Hawks are going to be tough. Kings, I reckon we can beat them. Knicks, who knows with what Knicks are doing? They're just doubled down on what they did this year, so they'll be a tough beat as well. But we always play good against the good sides. It's the average sides that we drop, the ones we should win. So let's hope the mentality changes with Willie Green in the fold, and that fixes that. So let's have a look at the first 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, of the first 10, I reckon we can win 3, 4, 5. You know, I reckon we could win 7. I genuinely think we could win 7 of the first 10. And, you know, I'd be really happy with, 5. I think 5 is a pass number in that first 10. I really, really think that if we started the first 10, 5 and 5, we'd be pretty happy with that. You know, if we finished any better than that, 6 and 4, I think 6 and 4 is really doable. And I honestly think 7 and 3 is possible. I think beating the Kings, beating I think the Philly 76ers, I don't know what they're doing, but they're a bit all over the shop at the moment with the off-season stuff with Ben Simmons and working out what's going on there. You know, I think the Kings are gettable, the Wolves are gettable. I think Chicago's going to be figuring out what they've got over there, so they could be gettable. And, you know, the Warriors are still readjusting to bringing Klay Thompson and the like in. So, you know, that'll be an interesting one as well. We do get a few national games early. So, you know, 3 games in the first 10 are on ESPN or TNT. So that'll be interesting as well to see, and let the world have a look to see how the Pels have improved. And hopefully they have. But, we shall see. I'm not mad about the schedule. I think it's pretty fair. I suppose they try to do that, but very impressed with how it's shaped out for the Pels, and they've got a good chance to improve, and that's all we want. We just want improvement. We want playoffs. Like, let's be honest, we want playoffs, but we want sustained success, in the words of David Griffin. Now, before I wrap up, like I said, as I remembered in the spur of the moment, Josh Hart was re-signed. He got a 3-year deal. It was a bizarre sort of setup, the Josh Hart deal, and it's all over Twitter. It was a couple of days ago as to how the contract was structured. So the way people have been explaining is it's sort of 3 individual years. So he signed for 3 years and $38 million, only $12 million of that is guaranteed. So the way this works, and Bobby Marks, NBA insider, I guess he is, former front office exec, explained it the best. And he did it on his Instagram, so you can go and check that out yourself. Basically, year 1 is the only one that's guaranteed. Year 2 is non-guaranteed, and year 3 is non-guaranteed. It has a June 25 trigger date, so typically the NBA draft is just before that. Free agency starts just after that. So, with the June 25 trigger date, what it also has on the end is a year 3 player option. So, if you do a player option, it has to be identical to the year before. So, year 2 and year 3 are the same amount of money. The player option date has June 24 acceptance by Josh Hart. So, if he says, I'm going to opt into this third year of the contract, the Pelicans can still waive him before, well, they get 24 hours basically to waive him and not guarantee that contract. So, really interesting way to do it in that you maintain control. Both teams can be amicable about it. And also a really tradable contract. You know, I like Josh Hart, and I think he's a guard that rebounds like a mad thing. He pushes the ball, he plays hard, and he seems to want to be here, which you like to do. You're not going to re-sign if you weren't interested in that. But it also gives you cap flexibility going forward on a guy that's a little bit older. And, you know, I think he's done well. So, and the Pels have done well by holding on to that. So, if you're mutually not keen on one another, you can release each other. There's no long-term tie-ups. You don't have empty cap, dead cap, basically, from having a guy's contract linger. And you don't have guys that are just going to be sitting there taking up space. So, really impressed with how they managed to pull that off. Obviously, $12 million guaranteed is nothing to poke a stick at, but much more palatable than $38 million 3 years by a guy that, you know, have we seen all that he is? I'm not sure, but, you know, we've got a fair idea as to what Josh Hart is and what he brings. And I think we got him at a really nice little deal. And I think for him it works as well because next year's free agency is pretty average from all reports. And it's probably not as much cap space around for a guy of his sort of ilk and the amount of money that he wants to make. It's just not there. So good result for him. He gets paid. You know, he's a sort of high character guy that if some team will guarantee that cash, I think it's pretty inevitable that he's going to get the majority of that contract, at least 2 years of it, and then work out whether or not it's in a Pels uniform or otherwise. He'll work out from there as to how that goes. But a pretty jam-packed episode today, guys. Looking forward to seeing what these Pels do. The roster's pretty much done now, I think. I don't think we're going to be doing much else. There's been a bit of player movement around the league, and you can go and check all that out on I think the Hoopball guys have been putting it up, so Hoopball Fantasy and Hoopball Tweets, they'll be putting all the stuff out there on Twitter as well, all the player movement and all the predictions, and obviously your fantasy seasons will be starting soon, so gear up for that. But yeah, I think I might put a pin in it, guys. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. This is the Pelican Scoop, at Hoopball Pels is the show on Twitter. Go and give us a follow. We love it. If you want to shoot us a message and just chew the fat and have a chat or whatever, happy to. I'm just kicking around always. All right, guys. Well, look after yourselves, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.